The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 25th, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
I am sitting in this room.
Yes.
And he, by force, you drag me away. I shall go to another room, because I will have another room. But because you have forcibly driven me away, you are killing me. Similarly, a living entity is ordained to live in a certain body for a certain period. If you kill, that is the interference. So if it's staying there, you are killing.
Yes, that's true.
That's true. The soul is never killed. Never killed. Because you have forcibly driven away from that body to become killed.
Yes.
That is killer.
Yes. Now, assuming
then
that...
You cannot do that.
Assuming that everyone...
Not assuming, this is fact.
No, I mean, assuming this then, I am putting a question. I mean, every man who took part in the Kurukshetra war, assuming that they are to be killed, they are destined to be killed, then, when they are killed, then Krishna's argument is the soul, the body is reached, but the soul is eternal. That eternity of the soul, how you are reconciling it? If you say that, what a man is different from Krishna, or Atma is different from Paramatma, if you say that, then how do you say that Atma is eternal? And what is the fate of the Atma?
When the Atma is eternal, that is Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetanam. Why don't you understand? Atma is eternal,
yes.
God is eternal.
Yes.
But the difference is, next line, ekato bahunam vidhadhikam, that one Atma, God, He is maintaining others.
Yes.
And the others are being maintained.
Yes.
So how you can make equal the maintainer and the maintained? That is the beginning of a spiritual lesson.
Yes.
Because that is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Every one of us, we are identifying with this body. It's like, if somebody asks what you are, I am Mr. Satan Sat, I am Indian, I am this, I am that. He is giving identification of the body.
Yes.
But that he is not. He is not this body. That is sensual. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Dehina Svinja Thadvihi. Two things. Deha, this body.
Yes, Deha.
And Asmin Deha, there is Dehino, the owner of the body. That is the beginning of spiritual education. Because generally, almost 99.9% people, they are thinking that I am this body.
No, that is true. That is true.
So, that is another thing.
Yes, that attachment to the...
Yes, that attachment or no attachment, he is different from the body.
Yes.
That is the first lesson of spiritual education.
Yes.
That one has to understand that he is not the body.
He is not the body.
No. That is Brahmavyaya.
But... No, after having realized that, we have to discipline ourselves so much.
That individual soul and the supreme soul,
yes.
Paramatma, they are also different. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. In the second chapter, Krishna says, Mandal Raja, both you, me, and all these persons who are assembled here, we existed in the past. And you are existing now, and you still continue to exist. So when they become one, past, present and future, and they were different persons in the past, they are different persons now,
yes.
And they continue to remain different persons in the future. So when they become one?
Now we take it. Small particles of water makes an ocean.
That it cannot be. Here Krishna says that we shall remain like this in the future.
We can't continue to be...
No, there is no amalgamation. It is clearly stated.
even if even a drop of water, when you take it from the glass and put it on this one, and another drop of water in the tumbler, you put it in merges in the one tumbler of water. Like that, of Atman will not merge with the Paramatman.
That water is matter, that is not spirit.
No, may not say.
But
we only
talking about spirit. You cannot bring matter.
No, what part?
Now that analogy cannot be, because similarly, the water is different, matter. And you are talking of spirit soul.
Spirit soul, I
you analogy
example.
Here it is stated that the spirit soul,
yes,
individuality,
yes,
they never amalgam. They cannot
then,
be separated.
Then what is the aim of bhakti if you are not going to, merge with Paramatma?
Bhakti, you read carefully, because you do not read that verse.
Yes.
Nitya jukta upasate. Nitya jukta upasate. When they come to the point of nitya, there also the upasana is there. One nitya is worshipping the other nitya.
Yes.
That is nitya jukta upasana.
Upasana.
Upasana means...
Upasana means...
Upasak, upasana, and upasita. Three things. As soon as you bring upasana, there must be one person who is offering upasana.
Yes.
And there is a process of upasana. And the other person accepting
upasana. Then... we assuming that we achieve the highest in the bhakti.
Bhakti means that nitya jukta upasana.
Yes.
That is upasana continues. Yes, there upasana.
Yes.
Here the devotee is offering worship to the deity.
Yes.
It is upasana. Yes. And after being perfect, that upasana will continue.
Yes.
It will never stop.
Yes. That's the fact.
Yes.
That is, when a man attains...
But Mahavadi philosophy is that you offer upasana now, and when you are perfect, you become one.
Not one. I mean, you merge with one. Not you become one. You merge with one.
Then there is no Advaitava. There is Dvaitava. Two. There is no Advaitava. If you accept that you remain different, then there is no...
At a particular stage you will have merge, isn't it?
Meeting? I am meeting you. That doesn't mean we have become one. You are meeting me, I am meeting you.
Yes.
So,
then what is...
We are different.
What is ultimate object of the bhakti?
You are offering this flower, this is bhakti.
That's all right.
But you are different.
That is all right. The bhakti, you can call it love, you can call it in a various way.
Bhakti means the process.
Surrender.
Where the process by which,
yes,
Bhagavan and bhakta,
yes,
interact. That is bhakti.
That's all? It ends with that interaction?
Interaction. That does not mean bhakta and Bhagavan become equal.
Bhakta and Bhagavan may not be equal. But even the bhakti marga, and he said, the Bhagavan himself declares that my bhakta is more superior to me.
That's all right. Whatever you say, they remain two different.
They may remain two.
That is not Advaitava. That is Dvaitava.
Sorry, Dvaitava is baby.
Two, not one. That is Dvaitava.
Always, do you mean to say eternally,
yes,
soul and Atman, Paramatman will remain separate?
Nitya jukta upasate. Therefore, what is there? Nitya jukta upasate. Nitya means everlasting.
Yes, everlasting. You will remain separate.
Yes. And that is the fact.
Mamevamsha jiva loke jiva buddha sanatana.
There are so many things, but here it is said nitya jukta upasate.
Then the interaction
in the platform of nitya, where there is no birth and death,
yes,
that is nitya.
Yes.
Nitya sāsatayam nahannate hannuvāne sarīre.
Yes.
In that platform, Bhagavan remains different than the devotee.
Eternally.
That is nitya jukta upasana. There is no one. Otherwise, why is nitya jukta upasana? Nitya Nityanam. The Nityanam plural number. And Nitya Bhagavan. So Nitya Jutta Upasati.
Then, if you take it even bhaktas, if you take the any if you take Bhakta Vidya, where so many saints like Shakubhaya, Namdev and all these people, if you take it, they observed Bhakti Marga from the beginning. That is, they considered Krishna.
They considered that is Bhakti Marga is a means to become one.
Means to become one.
Yes, that is there.
That's exactly what I mean.
But that is not the bhashan of Bhagavan.
Yes, it's the only way. Bhakti Marga is only Marga, it is a way to become one.
No. They never become one. Therefore, Nitya Jutta Upasati.
Then why should we say in our Puranas?
You
can't
say anything.
Mahadevan.
But that is not accepted. Then we have to accept Krishna's statement. You can say anything.
No, sir, I am not saying. That is what I am taught.
At least you are saying now.
I am taught.
So,
that is how.
Yes, then which one is that? As you are taught and as Krishna said.
Merge with the Lord. Mirabai, merge with the Lord.
Then
what is it meant?
You bring thousands of examples, but whether we have to accept them or Krishna.
No, I mean the doubt I am having it. I am
that you now you just beat them out of doubt. That's like Krishna says in the 10th chapter. Maya saptamana prartha yoga jinjan mudasse asamsa. Here is asamsa, no doubt. Why you are in doubt? You do not accept Krishna. You accept somebody else.
It's not a question of accepting. We are all ignorant people in the field of
religion. Therefore you are in doubt.
I mean, our minds are confused.
Therefore you are in doubt. If you want to be doubtless, then you accept Krishna. Maya saptamana partha yogam nirnyas madasra asra. Not that equal to it. Madasra. Asamsayam samagram maam jathagyasati satshini. So you have to accept Krishna. If you want to become doubtless,
yes.
Otherwise you will be put into doubt. Here it is said, asamsayam, without any doubt. That is the cross. And if you want to remain in doubt, continue.
Yes,
this man, this man, that man, that man, that man, that man. That is your business. But if you want to be doubtless, then you are blessed.
So, we say in the Bhakti Marga, for eternally, the Paramatman and Paramatman will remain separate entity.
And that is all right. You cannot become one with
it. Then, in what level the man got to remain in a separate entity? Always in the same as the Bhakta.
The two passages, the one is worshipable, another is worshipper. That's all. The two passages. Upasate means the worshipable is there and the worshipper is there.
Yes.
Then the question of upasana.
Yes.
If they become one, then where is upasana?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling.
Yes.
At one
but that is not the fact. Here it is said, upasate. Upasate means he worships. If he loses his existence, then where is worship?
No, I mean, Atman got to go on practicing and try to become pure and pure and pure. And
without being pure, you cannot go there. There is no question of upasana.
Yes,
be upasana. Antagatam papam, jananam punya karmana, te dandmaha nimukta bhajante maha virakta. Unless you are completely free from all sinfulness,
yes, correct.
There is no upasana.
There is no upasana. That is discipline.
That is practice. Practice, that's like neophyte. One is practice.
Yes. That is the discipline in you. Within you.
That's like one student is practice.
Yes.
That is sabhakta pratita simita. This is material. But when you are pakka, practice. Then you go to the Nitya Dham and your business is the same.
Yes.
And here it is practice and there is Padma. That Nitya Dham.
Then
the Upasana continues.
That is, our objective is to get rid of the birth and death. that you want to be eternal. Somewhere you want to get it of your birth and death. That is what
birth
is.
And death you stop as soon as you give up this material body.
Yes, I material body.
Material
I am
body,
also supposed to be born if I am not
material dead. Body, the birth question comes of the material birth.
Yes.
And death also material body.
Yes.
Therefore, it is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita,
yes.
No jayate na mriyate va.
Yes, you are trying to do the sadhanas to
and
see that.
That's what I understand it, that the soul is never born, never die.
Yes, correct.
But we are seeing birth and death. What is that birth and death? It is of the body.
Body, yes, correct, yes.
So
correct.
You are different from the body.
Yes, I am different, my soul is different from the body, Atman is different from the body. That is the, I mean, the foregone conclusion.
Birth and death applies to the body, not to the soul.
Yes, that your karmas, you enjoy, you suffer according to your karma.
That is the body, all body.
This is the body. You are doing
that.
How long you are going to do that?
So long you are not a devotee.
I mean, even if I am a devotee, I go on doing some sins.
If you never become devotee,
yes.
Then immediately transfer to the Nitya Yukta Upasana.
Yes. I became a devotee,
yes.
A true devotee.
When you become a perfect devotee,
yes.
Then you transfer to the eternal world and your engagement is Upasana, eternal.
Eternal world. What is the eternal world?
That you do not know, you study.
Yes.
Have you studied Bhagavad Gita?
Even the Bhagavad Gita,
like
eternal
you
world.
Know, you know,
you
there is an eternal world.
Pardon?
There is an eternal world. You know
that? Our Shastras say eternal world.
Then why
man, is he going to be satisfied with the eternal world? By going and enjoying their punyam and in moksha there.
And that is moksha. When you go to the eternal world, that is moksha. That is moksha.
I mean, do you separate the eternal world from the Paramatman?
No.
It is something a world, like our material world that we have got, physical world that we have got, is going to be another material eternal world?
Yes. Parastasmat bhavanya bhaktya sanatana. The world is used sanatana. Sanatana means eternal.
Yes.
There is another world. Parastasmat bhavanya bhakta bhakta sanatana.
Yes.
Find out the word. Everything is there. So now we have to stop and leave. It's just left and right.
Parastasmat bhavanya yakto vyakta sanatana. Yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nasya su na vinashyati. There is
material world will be finished at that minute.
Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is.
That is Sanat.
Krishna's superior spiritual energy is transcendental and eternal.
Yes.
It is beyond all the changes of material nature,
yes.
Which is manifest and annihilated during the days and nights of Brahma.
Yes.
Krishna's superior energy is completely opposite in quality to material nature. Superior and inferior nature are explained in the 7th chapter. And the next verse?
There is an eternal God, Sanatana. That is never ending. So when you go to the Sanatana Dhan, God is there, Sanatana, and then you live eternally and go on relating sadly. That is all. There is no question of oneness. The variety is there, but there the varieties are eternal, here the varieties are temporal. That is it.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.